This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
So it will be the Cavaliers in their road white look tonight with the white pants, the white jerseys, the blue shoulders, blue numerals trimmed in the red, the darker blue helmets, red face masks, CHS in red lettering across the side. Greenville, the all blue look, blue pants, blue jerseys all the way around, white numerals, blue helmets with white face masks. And here we go. The foot is put to it by the Cavaliers and Connor Strutner, and Connor's kick goes out of bounds.
Nope, fair catch.
Fair catch. Fair caught.
That's
just outside
no
of the 30. There we go.
Probably a smart play as the Kylemans just, as soon as he kicked that little in-betweener, he called a fair catch, went back and caught it. So
the soccer game moved to tomorrow, David Jenkins tells us. So Hillsborough play for the regional championship tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So thank you very much to David for tracking that down. So it'll be a busy day for soccer tomorrow. Hillsborough, Lincoln, with Carlinville all playing for regional championships. So who is the quarterback for Greenville? We don't know until right now. It is going to be Landon Moss. He airs it out middle of the field, incomplete. So Landon Moss takes the first snap for Greenville. Will he take the second snap? The left tackle is Austin Sorensen, 240-pound senior. Chase Rubel, the left guard, 255-pound junior. Edward Jurgen of the center, 245-pound junior. Jaden Maples, the right guard, a 235-pound senior. And the right tackle, Sam Wagner, a 250-pound junior. Looks like it is Moss back to take the second snap as well. Four receivers to the left side of the formation for the Greenville Comets. Again, they're going to rotate about four or five different quarterbacks into the rotation this evening. So Landon Moss gets the first go. Shotgun snaps high. Landon has to elevate to pull it down. Now he's running left, being chased by Reels. He's not going to turn the corner, and he's brought down after a short gain of about one. Good pursuit on the play by Aaron Wills. It'll be third and long. He got to the 38-yard line for a pickup of four. It'll be third and six, clock running 11 and a half minutes for the first quarter. Looks like maybe Deacon Graber now is going to move in to the quarterback slot. And, Carl, this is different.
This is different. Rotating quarterbacks.
And, you know, you'll see it, okay, one or two guys, maybe a series here, a series there, but we're talking four to five different guys, and not per series, but a different guy potentially every play. So it is Graber taking the snap. The righty rolls right, throws right, comes up short and incomplete, and it'll be fourth down and about six. And on comes the punting unit for the Greenville Comets. So the Carlinville defense does a good job to start. Colton Robinson, Aaron Wills, Harrison Naputi, Kai Williams, and Connor Strutner on the defensive line. Zach Reels and Ryan Hart, the backers. In the secondary, Ethan Siglock, Carson Weiser, Mason Duckles, and Charlie Kessinger. Siglock and Kufa back to return the punt. They are waiting inside their own 30. Landon Moss stands inside his own 30, takes the snap, boots it away, a good high kick. Siglock going to call for and make the fair catch, and Henry Kufa almost came in front of Siglock and got in the way there, Carl.
Could have been a disaster there. Yeah, you want to give your own guy room to catch it.
So Greenville's offense goes three and out on the game's opening series, and that will bring the Carlinville offense onto the field with Aiden DeBerzy, the senior quarterback. You heard Carl say in the pregame, Carson Weiser, one touchdown away from tying Kyle Dixon's single-season touchdown record with 14. So Siglock and Weiser, the wideouts, along with Mason Duckles and Henry Kufa. As DeBerzy will work from shotgun here, three receivers lined up left. Siglock, the lone receiver, right. DeBerzy going to tuck and run left. And Aiden gets a nice gainer out across the 30 to about the 31, a pickup of about six on first down. The offensive line for the Cavaliers, Gage Hanna, the left tackle, 210-pound senior. Colton Robinson, the left guard, a 240-pound senior. The center is Kai Williams, a 210-pound senior. Harrison Naputi, the right guard, a 200-pound senior. And Declan Braley, the right tackle, 160-pound junior. Second and four for DeBerzy and the Cavies. Mason Patton is the deep back. DeBerzy going to set up a little quick-hitting screen left side. Catch is made. First down yardage down the sideline. I think that was Weiser on the catch. He's out across the 45. They'll give him the 46-yard line. And it was Carson Weiser. Called a gain of 15. Carl, that we've seen that type of pass play from Carlinville for a number of years now, and we've always said that's just a running play.
It basically is. An extension of their running game.
Just a quick little pass, about a 3-yard pass, They got a 15-yard gain. First and 10, Cavi Stabersi from gun. He's going to air it out now, and he overshot. A flag comes out as Siglock was interfered with at about the Greenville 35-yard line. There were two Comet defenders there, and they both ran right into Siglock.
They just basically ran into him, and, yep, the officials didn't miss that.
54 degrees at game time, northwest wind about 16 miles an hour. Cromville's going towards the west end zone right now. Always like to come to Greenville, Carl, and see the digital down marker on the far sideline.
I wish I did two things. So how many more yards to go?
Ooh, that, now you're getting fancy.
Well, that'd be helpful for us.
That would be useful. It would. It's first and 10, Carlinville, after that pass interference penalty. That moves the football to the Greenville 40-yard line. Two receivers each side of the formation for the Cavies. Stabersi from gun will hand to Mason Patton, and he plows straight ahead inside the 35 down to about the 34. Pickup of six. Just a sneaky six-yard gain right up the gut for Mason Patton. The Greenville defense, Sam Wagner, Jaden Maples, Hayden Graham, Austin Sorensen on the defensive front. Hunter Clark, Eason Maroon, Grant Wilderman, Deacon Graber are the backers. In the secondary, Nick Gruel, Jalen Betts, and Davin Johnson. Here's Stabersi. Fakes it to Patton, throws a quick little hitter out left side, and that is, I think, Weiser fighting hard for yards. He's going to be about a yard shy of the first down as it took three or four Comets to eventually stack him up and drive him back. They will mark that ball right at the 30, call it a gain of four for Carson Weiser. So third and a yard with 9 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. No score. Greenville went three and out their first possession. Trip receivers to the right side of the formation for Carlinville. They will motion Weiser now right to left across the formation. Stabersi will fake the handoff to Patton. Going to throw a quick little slant to Siglock. He bobbled on the catch but corrals it, and he turns it upfield and has a Cavalier first down right at the 20-yard line for a gain of 10 on third and one. We've seen a few of those misdirection types of plays here in this opening drive for Carlinville, Carl, where play action and then just a quick little hitting slant. 8:45 opening quarter. Carlinville on the move, first and 10 at the Greenville 20. Stabersi will turn and hand to Patton. Mason Patton straight ahead, brought down by Hunter Clark after Patton carries down to the 15 for a gain of five.
Mason's been consistent in every game we've seen the Cavaliers play. He seems to get that 3 to 5 to 6 yard gain almost every time he touches the ball.
Well, it's like just consistency. That's kind of just, if you had one word to just describe Carlinville football, consistent.
Very consistent.
Week in, week out, quarter to quarter, they just often look the same. Here's Mason Patton kind of probing his way inside. Not much there. He gets it down inside the 15 to about the 14. That's going to set up third down in about 5 yards for Carlinville. Officially, they'll call it third and four. 4 minutes gone by here in the opening quarter. Carlinville trying to strike first. They've already converted one third down on this drive. That was a third and one. This is third and four from the Greenville 14. Three receivers right. Stabersi going to sprint right. Gets a block from Patton. Still looking down the field. Now he's in trouble. Slips down, and he's going to be down for a big loss back outside the 20 at about the 23-yard line. And Carl, he was in trouble anyway, but he went to plant, and he just lost his footing.
So little field conditions plays big part here real fast, Tim, because probably was going to at least throw the ball away and not lose those yards.
Well, so they give the Greenville defense credit there on the back end and the front end. They had him covered up in the secondary, and the defensive line had the pressure on Stabersi. So Carlinville will go here, 4th and 13 from the Greenville 23. Trip receivers left. Patton the deep back, Stabersi from shotgun. Aiden, pump action, steps up in the pocket, throws over the middle, caught by Duckles. He dives to the end zone for the Cavi touchdown. Oh, what a great catch by Mason Duckles. Carl, that ball was out in front of him. Thought it was going to be intercepted for a moment, but Duckles just stuck his hands out and pried it away.
I think a Comet was ready to pick that ball off, and Duckles just ran in front of him, snapped it, and then took it on into the end zone for a Cavalier touchdown.
How about that? At the 6:49 mark, it's a 23-yard touchdown on fourth down to Bursey to Duckles. And Duckles, he was smelling that end zone, too, with the dive. He was not going to be denied. It winds up being a 9-play opening drive touchdown for the Cavaliers. And is now on for the point after. DeBerzi's hold is down. Duckles' kick is good. Just snuck it inside the left upright. 6:49 to play in the opening quarter. Carthenville strikes first. They lead Greenville 7-0. Back with the Carthenville kickoff following these messages on WSMI. 9 plays, 75 yards, a 23-yard touchdown on 4th and 13 from Aiden DeBerzi to Mason Duckles. Cap that drive at 4 minutes and 5 seconds. Duckles' extra point good, 7-0. Carthenville, 6:49 for the opening quarter. Now, if you're Greenville, is the onside kick coming?
Pooch, onside, or deep. Something in between sometimes.
That's going to be the deep kick by Carlinville standards. High, takes a short bounce, wound up 5 yards shy of Greenville's up man. That's Landon Moss, but he picks it up, and he's got a lane now. He's going to carry all the way across midfield down to the Carlinville 45. And, Carl, that was strange. The ball landed short of Moss by at least 5 yards, had backspin, went back towards Carlinville. Moss was able to track it down, and he just had about 20 yards of uninterrupted running.
Well, the speed obviously was there from Landon Moss, but you know what it was? It's that Zoff field. That ball just kind of held perfectly for him.
So a nice special teams return from Landon Moss. Of course, he got the start at quarterback tonight. We have seen Deacon Graber at quarterback. We've got our third quarterback. Nope, that's still Graber at quarterback. He will hand to Wilderman, and Grant going to carry inside of the 40 down to about the 39, a pickup of 6. For Grant Wilderman. Again, Todd Hutchinson back on the sidelines for the first time this year. You know he's enjoying himself down there. He's looking forward to getting into an official's ear for the first time in a long time. Carl,
Oh, yeah.
He's been coaching a long time. He's just used to releasing that every so often. It's been building up. 2nd and 4 for Greenville. Shotgun snap goes a little bit high. Handoff to Wilderman as Graber still in there at quarterback. And Grant carries down to about the 36 for a pickup of 3, and it's going to set up 3rd and short. 5:45 for the opening quarter. Greenville went 3 and out their first series. Got a great kickoff return from Landon Moss, and now they're facing 3rd and about 2 at the Carthenville 36-yard line. Play clock at 15 as the Comets checking the list of plays on their wrist. It's still Deacon Graber at quarterback. Graber will hand to Wilderman straight ahead. Carlinville stacks it up, but boy, Grant just keeps driving. He's got the Comet first down inside the 35 to about the 33. And Carl, that's just great individual effort from Grant Wilderman.
Very good effort, and we've seen him in the past. He's a tough-nosed kid. He'll get you that extra yard or foot, whatever it takes.
He was met right at the line of scrimmage and was going to be stopped short, but just kept those legs driving and moving forward, and he moves the chains for Greenville. Their first down of the ball game, as Deacon Graber will stay at quarterback for Greenville. Four receivers have the shotgun snap is over the head of Graber, and he will have to dive on top.
Oh,
the ball
still loose
with the wet field, and Carthenville gets on top. As the ball squirted away from Peyton McCullough, he dove on top, Carl. That squirted out from his belly. And I think for Carthenville getting on top, Connor Strutner.
Well, big first turnover in this football game after the Comets had a nice little drive going, Tim.
Carl, we saw the wet field on the kickoff, and we saw the wet field on the fumble recovery attempt by Greenville.
It's played a factor a couple, 3 plays in this football game.
Carthenville starts on the Greenville side of the 50 at the 47. Trip receivers left. They motion Patton out to the right side. DeBerzi going to set up a screen left with Weiser. Carson going to be wrapped up immediately. No gain on the play. Greenville snuffed that one out and was ready for it. Among the Comets on the stop, Easton Maroon.
Carson Weiser, 51 catches on the year, Tim, so he's actually Also chasing Kyle Dixon on that end for 62 total for the year. So see how many he gets tonight. Hey, have a good shot at it.
If you're chasing Kyle Dixon in anything you're doing good.
Thing.
That's exactly right. Four receivers to each side of the formation, empty backfield for Carthenville. Tabersi has little time, flushed right now, eyes down the field. He's going to tuck and run, puts his foot in the ground twice, makes a sensational move. He's got the first down as he's running sideways. Now he's down the sideline, takes a big hit out of bounds, got his legs taken out from underneath him, but not before a monster gain down to the Greenville 26-yard line. And, Carl, that was just a wonderful instinctual run from Aiden Tabersi.
Great deal by Tabersi. That's a zigzag. He probably ran double what he gained, just going sideways.
Yeah, he sprinted right, ran straight across the field sideline to sideline before turning it up. We'll call that a gain of 21. First and 10, Cavies. Tabersi straight back. He's looking in zone. Miscommunication. Siglock cut the route off and the pass incomplete in the end zone. It'll be second and 10 for Carthenville. That's one of the things about Aiden Tabersi, Carl. He doesn't necessarily look to run, but boy, can he.
He can indeed. That's their first incomplete pass of the game.
4 minutes for the opening quarter. 7-0. Carthenville with the lead, trying to capitalize on the Greenville fumble. Trip receivers bunched to the right. Instead, a hand to Duckle straight up the gut. And Patton has a nice gain down inside the 20 to about the 19, a pickup of 7 for Mason Patton. It was Mason Duckles, of course, who had the touchdown reception on fourth down on Carlinville's first drive. Third and a long two for Carlinville. Trip receivers in the right slot. Tabersi will hand to Mason Patton, and Mason Patton got 1 yard, but he needed two. It'll be fourth down, and you would expect Carlinville to go.
Most likely, I guarantee.
As Tabersi looks to the sideline for the play, plenty of time on the play clock. That reads 25 seconds. Fourth and a yard for Carthenville. Same formation we saw on third down. Trip receivers, right slot, except this time they bring Patton up with short motion. Now they'll put Weiser into motion right to left across the formation, and Chad Easterday wants a timeout to talk it over. 2:58 for the opening quarter. Carthenville leading Greenville 7-0. The Cavies face 4th-and-1 from the Greenville 18 when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Gillespie at Staunton, game 2 of our WSMI doubleheader tonight. That broadcast comes up next here on FM 106.1. Along with Carl DeBar, Tim Mize here at Greenville, David Jenkins back in our WSMI studios. Carthenville leading 7-0. They have 4th-and-1 at the Comet 18. Shotgun snap away. They hand to Mason Patton. Mason has the first down and the touchdown for the Cavs. He bounced that outside, Carl, and once he bounced it, the Comets weren't going to get him.
Yeah, once he, and of course he had the first down initially real quick, but then he had the outside corner with no Comets in the area.
That's an 18-yard touchdown for Mason Patton's. And Carl, both of Carlinville's touchdowns have come on fourth down.
That went a little easier, though.
That went a little bit easier, yes, sir.
Officially a 4th-and-1, so.
It was 4th-and-13 before.
Yeah.
Carlinville takes advantage of the Greenville fumble. Tabersi with the hold. Duckles kick plenty high, plenty long, straight enough right through. 2:52 for the first quarter. Carthenville leads Greenville 14-0. You're listening to South Central Conference football on WSMI. Mason Duckles has it teed up at the 40. A low line drive kick down the middle of the field hauled in by Grant Wilderman. He'll return out across the 35-40 and dive shy of the Greenville 45. They'll mark him at the 44, and that's where Greenville will take over. 1st-and-10. They had good starting field position the last time they had the football, Carl, and a great kickoff return. They started at the 45-yard line of Carthenville, but they eventually fumbled on that drive, which led to the second Cavie touchdown.
Had a drive going, had a first down, and then, yes, had that big turnover with a quarterback fumble.
Third quarterback of the night for Greenville here. It'll be Nick Gruhl. 170-pound sophomore. He'll motion Moss. Gruhl's going to keep it himself, plowing left side, and he has a nice chunk of yards across the 50 down to the Carthenville 49. That'll be a gain of 7 yards. And there was nothing fancy about that, Carl.
No. Seems like both two of the quarterbacks have already ran that quarterback draw, basically.
So we were told coming into the ball game that Greenville had no starting quarterback, that they would play as many as five kids at quarterback. They had no idea what the order of the rotation would be, how many snaps each kid would get. We saw Landon Moss get the start. He took two snaps. We saw Deacon Graber take, what, probably five or six snaps. And now it's Nick Gruel ready for his second snap. And he's going to keep it, tuck it, run left side, and Cronville going to stack that one up as that was Zach Reels right on the Greenville sideline. Got Gruel down to the ground as he gets up with a muddy back of his jersey. Carl, one of those kids, Zach Reels, he stands out on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, you usually can pick him out after a while. And a first down for the Comets.
So Gruel picks up 10 yards on two carries to move the chains. Is that the second first down of the night?
Yep.
For the Comets? 2 minutes for the opening quarter. A 14-0 Carthenville lead. As Gruel will work from shotgun. Tailback off his right shoulder, Wilderman. Nope, that's Graber now. He's going to throw deep on the play action. Oh, boy, that's fantastic defense on the back end. Was that Carson Weiser back there? You better believe it. He was one-on-one, Carl, and he looked back, found the football, and whapped it down, as John Madden would say.
Yep, he had it all the way and just slapped it down to the ground.
And we've talked about it before with Cromwellville, though, but they are not afraid to have that situation right there. Corners singled up. They have the confidence. So it'll be third. Check that. It'll be second and 10. As it looks like, is that Gruel back at quarterback now? Nope, still Graber. As he will hand off to Wilderman. He will carry left side inside of the Carthenville 45 down to about the 43. So Deacon Graber, he's getting a bulk of the snaps here. So Landon Moss for two, Nick Gruel for two, and now Graber. And now it'll be Gruel again as a new package of Comets comes onto the field. Third and eight, 85 seconds for the opening quarter. Empty backfield for Gruel. Two receivers each side of the formation. Play clock at 10 as Gruel will motion Moss left to right. They will hand to Landon Moss, running right. Tries to cut it up inside, and Carlinville able to stack it up. Oh, nice pursuit defense. As Aaron Wills was kind of the last man there, Carl, that solidified the stop for Carlinville, but it's never just one cavy.
No, it's usually not. Two, three, maybe four.
Maybe four. Depends on how big the back is, I guess.
Yep.
45 seconds for the first quarter. Been a very crisp, fast-moving first quarter. Carlinville, two fourth-down touchdowns in the opening quarter. A 23-yard touchdown pass from Tabersi to Mason Duckles, an 18-yard touchdown run by Mason Patton. 25 seconds for the quarter. Play clock down to five. Shotgun snap for Gruel. Still not away with two, with one, and the Comets. Are they going to have to take a timeout? They will. They had to take a timeout as the play clock was running down with just 22 seconds left in the opening quarter. Carthenville leading Greenville 14-0. We'll come back to Greenville High School following these messages on WUSMI. Tim Myers, Carl DeBar back here at Greenville. And, Carl, you never want to have to use a timeout with 22 seconds left in the quarter on 4th and 7.
Not the perfect time. And, of course, you do want to come up with a play that works. That's the key.
Comets are lined up to go here. It's going to be Moss, throws a little wide receiver screen, which turns into a halfback pass, and it is intercepted by Carthenville and Charlie Kessinger. And, Carl, he would have been better off dropping that football, as it would have been fourth down. They would have had possession at their own 43, but instead with the interception, they will have possession at their own 28. But, Carl,
yes,
how in
indeed.
The heck do you tell a kid to drop the pick? I don't know how you do it.
He's planning on taking it to the house, too.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. That's a fact. You better believe
it. Bringing it back.
You better believe it. So they went with the halfback pass. It was Jalen Betts on the throw. And, Carl, we mentioned the wind. It's a northwest wind, about 16 miles an hour, so a tough night to throw the football for anybody, but especially a wide receiver.
Well, in this case, that's all their quarterbacks.
Well, fair
wide
point.
Receivers.
Fair point. Tabersi fakes the Patton inside, throws it out
play.
To Weiser, and Carson is hit immediately, and he's going to be down for no gain on the play. And he actually went out of bounds, Carl, so there's actually 0.3 of a second left in the quarter.
Well, Carson might not be picking up many yards, but he is getting those catches I talked about. He's already gotten four catches in this game. So,
and normally when he's got four catches, Carl, he's got a chunk of yardage. Not tonight.
Puts him seven behind Mr. Kyle Dixon on regular season receptions.
Yeah, the regular season Cronville record book, that's a good one.
Yeah, if you can get it in that book, you've done something right.
That's a who's who right there. Second and 10 for the Cavvies. Taberzi will motion Patton out. Empty backfield. Aiden, little pump action. Last play of the quarter. Looking deep down the sideline, just out of the reach of Carson Weiser. And that's how the first quarter comes to a close. After 12 minutes, Carthenville leads Greenville 14-0. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Set to begin play here in the second quarter. Carthenville leading Greenville 14-0. Cavvies have the football, third and 10 at their own 27. Gillespie at Staunton coming up next here on WSMI FM 106.1. Week 8 already of the high school season. Taberzi going to roll right, eyes down the field, looking in too tall for his intended man, Mason Duckles. Three incomplete passes, or I should say two incomplete passes and a completion for no gain.
Not normal Carlinville offense there at all.
It'll be a three and out, and the Cavvies will send on the punting unit. It'll be Jalen Betts and Nick Gruel back to return for the Comets.
Although they do have about nine different plays for 4 and 10 yards, but doesn't look like they're going to chance it here.
No, it'll be Mason Duckles to punt it away. He will stand at his own 16-yard line. Snap is a good one. Mason's kick is a good one. Kicks it over the head of Betts by 10 yards. Takes a big cavvy bounce inside of the 20. Betts going to pick it up inside of the 15. And he's running for his life in the backfield. Now he's in all sorts of trouble, and he is down inside the 15. Carl, what a punt from Mason Duckles. The line of scrimmage was the 28, and the ball is marked down at the 14-yard line.
And it went farther than that because there was a return.
As soon as that left his foot, you could tell that was going to be way over the head of Betts, and they just misjudged how far Duckles was going to hit that ball, Carlos. It went 10 yards over Betts' head and took that great Carthenville bounce. Wow. So Mason Duckles having himself a night. Got a touchdown, got two extra points, and a fantastic punt. So the field position flipped off the right foot of Mason Duckles. Quarterback for Greenville is now Peyton McCullough. Little screen goes nowhere, looking for Gruel, I think. So this quarterback number 4.
First completion out of the 4 quarterbacks.
So Landon Moss got the first snaps.
So they'll lose yards?
They lost 5 yards in the play back to the 10.
So and an interception and a negative 5 so far for the passing game. That's a big difference for the Comets today.
And a fumble as well. A handoff to Wilderman. Straight ahead he gets out to the cross the 10 to about the 12. So for Greenville, 3 and out their first possession, fumbled their second possession, intercepted their third possession, and now in their fourth possession, Carl, backed up deep in their own end, facing 3rd and 13 at their own 12. Cromwell's got them pinned back here, 10:35 for the first half. So Peyton McCullough from shotgun. He's going to sling it out left. Little screen catch is made by Rainey, and he's going to be running backwards, Carl. My goodness gracious, he's down inside the 5 at the 4. He lost 8 yards.
That's a play to get rid of in your playbook.
Oh, boy. That's like the line from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You're going the wrong way.
Happened twice on that drive on passes.
Wow. So Cromville punted from their own 28. After 3 offensive plays from Greenville, they're going to punt from their own end zone. Wow. What a turn of events that is, Carlos. Talk about flipping field position in just a matter of moments. Siglock and Kufa going to wait at the Greenville 40. And Kufa going to come in, haul it in at the 35. Here's Henry Kufa, full head of steam, 30. Oh, my gosh, Henry Kufa just got laid out. You don't get hit like that on the golf course, man. Woo!
No.
He had a full head of steam, full stride, and he got clocked, squared up, and hit off his feet. Big time lick right there.
An outstanding field position for the Cavaliers here.
big hit, but Cooper ran it back to the 19-yard line.
19-yard line. Wow.
And he bounced right up, looking for that truck that just hit him. My goodness gracious. DeBerzy will operate from gun. He's got three receivers to the left, Siglock, Weiser, Duckles. One receiver out to the right. They will hand to Mason Patton. He plows straight ahead, and not much there for Mason. I think a gain of about 3 to the 16. 9.5 minutes for the first half. Gillespie at Staunton, that broadcast coming up next here on WUSMI. Scores tomorrow morning, spotlight on sports at 7:30, sports Saturday at 9:03. Couple of boys' soccer regional championships tomorrow. Hillsboro will play Newton, and Carlinville and Lincolnwood will square off for a soccer regional championship tomorrow at Terry Toad Field. Four receivers bunched in the left slot. DeBerzy looking that way. Duckles, and what a catch by Mason Duckles. Holy smokes. That ball had all sorts of air on it. The defender for Greenville looked like he was going to get a fingertip on it. Duckles jumped before the ball was anywhere around him, Carl, and he caught that coming down.
Caught it coming down, like you say, a defender in his face at the same time. And, in the air, jumps, catches it, and lands right on the goal line.
Yeah, you normally see a guy elevate and catch the ball at the apex. That was the exact opposite. He caught it on the descension. His back hit the ground about the same time the ball found his hands.
Yeah, I can't believe he hung on to that.
So Mason's night just keeps getting better. Now for his third extra point, and low right, but he snuck it in. It's Mason Duckles' night. 8:56 for the first half of play. 21-0, Carlinville leading Greenville. Back with the Cavvy kickoff following these messages on WUSMI. Two plays, 19 yards after the big return from Henry Kufa. Took just 42 seconds as Mason Duckles hooked up with Aiden DeBerzy for the second touchdown between those two tonight. This one from 16 yards. So Duckles has it teed up. And this is one of those kind of high, short pooch kicks fielded by the Comets and Tristan Filipiak.
Comets seemed a little prepared, didn't they, on those, at least the short ones so far. They just go up. They've been told to either fair catch it, and go down.
That's exactly right. And, Carl, what a start here for Cromville. We've seen it in all three phases.
Oh, yeah, the defense, and especially the special teams on that punt that set up that touchdown when you come right down to it.
The big punt and then the defense getting the three and out, the combination of those two forcing the Comets to punt from their own end zone. That's Graber taking the shotgun snap. He'll hand to Wilderman, and Grant will carry to about the 45, pick up a 5. And sequences like that, Carl, can just be – demoralizing. You know, if you're Greenville, you think, okay, we might be going in. And next thing you know, you've turned the ball over. Carlinville has scored. You force the punt. You're thinking, okay, we're going to get, you know, pretty good field position. Right. Maybe, you know, our own 40 midfield. The punt gets boomed over your head. And next thing you know, you're punting from your own end zone.
Lose yards on the drive. And, yep. And they start on their 19.
I mean, that happened.
In the red zone.
That happened fast.
It happened. Well, 3-4 plays and out.
Shotgun
over
snap
the
over the head of Graber. Wilderman will go back, track it down. He'll slide on top. He does recover it for a big, big loss back at the 24-yard line. That'll be a loss of 21. Carl, we've seen a couple shotgun snaps get away from Greenville. And a couple things here. Slippery track.
Yes.
Wet football. And then a quarterback rotation here. And, you know, there's no continuity between the center and the quarterback, and the quarterbacks slash receivers slash running backs maybe not necessarily comfortable taking
the snaps. Different huts all the time.
You just take the snap for granted. You see so much football done out of shotgun, now you just take it for granted. The snap's going to be perfect. This shotgun snap was good. Graber going to tuck and run. He's got nowhere to go off that right side as Carlinville shut that down. One of the first on the scene was Colton Robinson for the Cavaliers. That's going to set up 4th and 27. So this is a rough start for Greenville. They just punted from their own end zone, which led to a touchdown. And then a shotgun snap over the quarterback's head on the ensuing possession. Going to force a 4th and 27. Kufa and Siglock way to throw on 45. That shotgun snap over the head of Moss picks it up in the end zone. He's in trouble, and he is out of the end zone but down at about the 5. That's going to be a loss of 19, mm-hmm. and Carlinville's good. We do have a flag on the field, so let's wait for the signal. But that's another shotgun snap, two of the last three that have sailed over the head of the intended target. This time it was to the punter, Landon Moss. Face mask, Carlinville.
That might be on the return. Or not the return, the try to escape. That's after 5 yard.
Five-yarder.
So it doesn't help all that much. It does help a little.
Well, every little bit helps when you're down on this part of the field, Carlos.
They could really use the 15 there, though.
Woo. 6:51 for the first half, and Carlinville will take over at the Greenville 10. So they started their last drive at the Greenville 19. They start this one at the 10. Well, actually, no, they're going to – the Comets will punt from the 10. Okay. It's a short punt, going to hit at the 35. Siglock going to let it go. And now he's going to pick it up. That was a bad idea. He almost bobbled it at the 48-yard line. Carl, I think Chad yesterday will have a conversation with Siglock there. He was letting that go, and then at the last second – a little birdie in his head said, pick that ball up.
Yeah, and that was after the Comet guy already touched the ball. So don't know if that was a smart move.
Well, the face mask penalty helps Greenville, Carl. Instead of Carlinville having it at the 5 or the 10, the Cavvies have it at their own, or excuse me, at the Greenville 48 with 6:40 to play in the half. 21-0, Carlinville. Trip receivers right to Bergey. Going to sprint right. Throw middle, catch made by Carson Weiser, and Carson down inside the 40 will give him right to the 40, a yard shy of the first down for a gain of 9. Shelter Insurance halftime show at the break here on WUSMI. Game 2 of our doubleheader, Gillespie at Staunton. Next week, Payne at Carlinville live, Litchfield at Hillsboro will follow. Here's DeBerzy, turns and hands to Patton. Mason ran right into a wall, and he does not get the line to gain. It'll be third and a yard. Of course, you always check the website, WSMIRadio.com, for the broadcast schedule. Road to DeKalb playoff preview show a week from tomorrow. Carl, it feels like 2 years since we've done that or something.
Yep, it does.
Weird.
It has been.
DeBerzy will hand to Patton. Mason's got the first down and more. Runs to an arm tackle. He's loose at the 30. At the 20, it's an angle game. Oh, what a cutback from Patton. He's into the end zone for a touchdown. That was filthy by Mason Patton. A wicked cutback just left Nick Gruel right on his backside as Patton finds the end zone at the 5:38 mark. And Carl, that was a special type of run right there.
That shows the whole issues of Patton. He's got the power, but he also has what is needed, the speed and the moves.
The speed and the moves. Nice combination to have. That will be a 40-yard touchdown for Mason Patton. Now Duckles on for the point after. DeBerzy to hold. The snap is back. The hold is down. Mason's kick is up, and it is good through the east upright. 5:38 for the first half. Carlinville leading Greenville 28-0. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. A 40-yard touchdown rumble for Mason Patton caps a three-play, 48-yard drive in just 62 seconds. Duckle's extra point good, 28-0 Carlinville with 5:38 to play in the first half. So two touchdowns from Patton and then two touchdown passes from DeBerzy to Duckle's. Carlinville's first two touchdowns, Carl, came on fourth downs. Their last two touchdowns have come off taking advantage of good special teams and defense.
Special teams, defense, well, Cavaliers have been doing it all year as far as all teams working together.
Short pooch, and Greenville calls for the fair catch, but I think Carlinville was offsides.
Uh-huh.
Flag came out
beforehand.
Right at the kick. It's right at the line of scrimmage for Carlinville, so this will be offsides on the Cavvies.
Guess they're going to have him re-kick it. They had the option, I believe, to take it where they got it.
So the ball will be re-teed at the 35-yard line. And we'll see what Duckles wants to do. We've already seen him unleash a mammoth punt here tonight that eventually set up, the third Carlinville touchdown. This ball is driven deep. That is off the foot of Jake Eaglehoff. It'll be picked up and returned by Landon Moss out at the 30, 35, 40. Moss squirts free at the 45, still on his feet at the 50, and out of bounds on the far sideline. Into the Carlinville bench goes Landon Moss, and when we come back out, Carlos, there he is.
Yep. The one aspect the Cavaliers team has not done well in this football game is covering the kickoff.
And that's the second big return we've seen from Landon Moss.
On the deep kickoffs both times, yeah, got across midfield. 45 one time, 47 this time.
Who would the Greenville quarterback be? We've seen four of them. Looks like it's going to be Landon Moss, the first one that we saw. Four receivers to the right for Greenville. Empty backfield. 5:27 for the first half. It'll be a direct snap to Moss, straight ahead, and Moss plows his way forward down to the Carthenville 40. Gain of 7.
It's been a while since the Comets have gotten the first down. They have two in the game.
Greenville's not run a lot of plays in this first half. Went 3 and out their first time, fumbled the next two times they had the football. Second and 3 for Greenville. Play clock at 13 as Moss, empty backfield, will operate from shotgun, four receivers to the right. Moss going to plant, throw, looking deep, and they're going to get pass interference on Jake Eaglehoff over there. He was looking back for the ball, Carl, but I think he had his left arm draped on the receiver of the Comets.
Yeah, well, had good coverage, but you're right. He probably had a little extra good coverage. He knocked the ball away, so there was no chance for the catch.
But he had just looked like he had his left arm entangled there. So that'll move the football 15 yards down the field. They will mark it now at the 25. So best scoring opportunity of the night for Greenville here, as they spent most of the second quarter deep in their own end. 4:40 until half.
And we're talking real deep inside, like, the den.
Like, see the shadow of the goal line, yeah. Deep. Here's Graber now at quarterback. He will hand to Wilderman. Grant probing his way. Carnival rips it out. All they did, just ripped right out of there. That was Zach Reels. Just flat ripped it out of the arms of Grant Wilderman. Man, big boy strength right there, Carlos.
Yeah, Wilderman was just trying to fight for that first down, and Reels just reached in, pulled it totally out of his arms.
And Wilderman's a big, strong boy now, 5'7", 183. Built solid. But Zach Reels built solid there, 5'11", 185, just ripped it right away. I'll take that. Thank you very much. Now to Bursey from shotgun. Will hand to Mason Patton straight ahead. And not much there. He got out across the 30 to about the 32. We'll call that a gain of 3. 28-0 Carthenville, looking for more here in the final 4 minutes and 15 seconds of the first half. Boy, this has just been really a dominating effort in all three phases for Carthenville here tonight. Offense, defense, and special teams all looking sharp. DeBerzy, going to roll right, going to throw right. Catch is made by Weiser. He's got first down yardage out to the Carthenville 40-yard line. He gets driven back, but his forward progress should have the first down. The near side official, I think, is marking him a little bit short, but the official in the middle of the field has the proper spot. First down, Cavies. So Carson Weiser inching closer to Kyle Dixon's
6th catch total. Already, so 57.
And, of course, he's got all next week against Payne as well.
5 short right now.
DeBerzy from gun, hands to Patton. Mason hit in the backfield. Good job with the penetration that time for Sam Wagner for the Comets. He was into the backfield in a hurry. 3.5 minutes for the first half of play. Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up at the break. Greenville, 4-3, so they need a win tonight or a win next week at Vandalia to get playoff eligible. Although it's possible this year 4-5 teams could be making the playoffs with the way the schedules have worked out. Here's a pitch to Weiser. Carson, not much there. Greenville stacks that up as the Greenville defense, Carl, has their hair on fire on this series.
Defense has played pretty well in a lot of series here, Tim, but the offense has struggled some mightily and given up some terrible field position.
Well, the last two touchdowns, Carmelville started at the Greenville 19 and then at the Greenville 48. And when you give Carthenville only half the field to go, you're not going to stop them on a consistent basis. Third and 8 for the Cavvies, 2.5 minutes first half. Ball spotted at the Carletonville 43. They need the Greenville 49 to move the chains. The Bursey from gun. Straight back in the pocket. Plants, throws, and just overshot Siglock there. Coverage were there, but their time, Carl, just like DeBerzy had too much mustard on that ball.
Yeah, he zipped it. Looked like Siglock was open, had a step.
So with the incompletion, the clock will stop, 2:24 for the first half. Greenville will get the football to start the third quarter, trailing 28-0. And the Comet defense did good there to keep Carletonville from adding on here late in the first half. It is Duckles to punt it away. Another nice kick. Doesn't get over the head of Betts this time, but he muffed it. And Betts will have to pick it up at about the 25. He's running right, and a great job by Jack Eaglehoff to get over there and get him down. Actually, Jake Eaglehoff, excuse me. His cousin Jack, of course, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Of course.
Right, naturally. 2:12 for the first half of play. There's another good punt from Mason Duckles.
Yeah, they were a little deeper this time.
They were, but they didn't field it cleanly, though.
No, they didn't field it cleanly.
2:12 first half. Who's at quarterback? Looks like Nick Gruhl for the Comets. They've had four of them today. Here's Peyton McCullough on the end-around carry. He's going to be stretched out and escorted right out of bounds after a gain of about 2 or 3. They are going to mark him out after a gain of 2 at the 27. 2:06 for the half. An impressive first half once again for the Carletonville Cavaliers, just doing what they do. Here's Gruhl. Going to be an option pass. Moss, the coverage is there, and nice job by Kessinger to deflect it away. Great job by Charlie Kessinger. Greenville's clamoring for a flag, Carl, but there was hand fighting going on both ways there. Good no call.
Almost could say the offensive guy was holding the defensive guy a lot more.
That was a nice job by Kessinger, the 5'11", 165-pound senior defensive back for Carletonville. He's made a couple nice plays tonight out on that island. Third and 8, 2 minutes exactly for the first half. When Greenville in danger here, giving the football back to Carletonville with plenty of time. Here is Gruhl. He's going to run it himself, and he is brought down quickly, as that is Colton Robinson in on the stop for the Cavaliers. And I think Carletonville is going to use one of their timeouts. They will, with a minute 53 to play in the first half. Carletonville is going to get the football back as Greenville has 4th and 8. They'll be punting when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize crawled the bar back here at Greenville High School. It's the Cavalier defense has forced 4th down here for the Comets. 4th and 8 from the Greenville 27. And the Comets will have to punt it away to either Siglock or Kufa. They wait back at the 40-yard line. Moss's kick is away. It's a high kick angled towards Kufa. Henry will haul it in at the 40, and he's going to return it back out across the midfield stripe. And he'll be down at the Greenville 47 with 1:43 for the first half. Boy, you know Carletonville, they smell the blood in the water right now. They're going to go for it here. 103 seconds for the half. Carletonville up 28-0, but looking for more. They've got good field position at the Greenville 47. DeBerzy. From shotgun, a little bit of pressure. Going to swing it out to Patton. Mason has some room here at the 40. Lowers his shoulder inside the 35, down to about the 32. A gain of 15 for Mason Patton. As Carl, he was seeking out the contact at the end of that run.
He was indeed. Well, that was the fullback in him there.
That's right.
15 yards, you say?
15 on that pickup. 90 seconds clock running first half. Cavvies not in a hurry, nor should they be. Plenty of time. With the rate at which they can score. Trip receivers now to the left. That's Weiser, Kufa, Duckles. Here is DeBerzy slant. Miscommunication with Weiser. Unfortunate that pass wasn't intercepted as just able to get one hand on that football was Davin Johnson.
Now, Tversey's been a little off target on a few of these passes, Tim. You wonder if the field conditions are affecting his, you know, his footing and how he throws the ball.
And it's windy, too. And
he got the wind
factor. It's a little bit of a crosswind, too, the way this field runs. Patton the deep back to Bursey from shotgun, 71 seconds for the first half. Trip receivers left slot. Carson Weiser singled up top side of the formation. Eight on the play clock to Bursey. Snap away. They will hand to Mason Patton. Mason finds a little seam, and Patton still on his feet. Oh, you thought he was down. He spins away. A flag comes out. Patton still on his feet, stumbling his way inside of the 10. Multiple flags. Is that going to be a face mask on Greenville, I wonder? It was in the scrum there, so it's hard to believe it's going to be a hold. As Mason Patton, Carl, was bottled up two different times, and he squirted free both times.
Had some help with his line kind of carrying him around and all that.
It's going to be on Carthenville, it looks like. What's going to be the signal here? I'm not familiar with that signal exactly, Carl, but I wonder if there's –
I know what it was.
With the push the pile, is that what they called them for?
Number 61's the one who kind of grabbed his running back and kind of pulled him out of the jam.
You rarely see that call.
Well, I mean, he actually
– You saw it.
He really did pull him through the people. A little assistance, you know, you get away with.
Well, right. There are limits.
There's limits.
Somewhere Notre Dame fans are clamoring for the Reggie Bush push play, right?
You're right.
Shotgun snap. Flags blow this one dead before we get started. 45 seconds for the half. And this is going to be false start on Carthenville. So some penalties here on the Cavaliers have stalled this drive out.
Only third of the game, though. They had been doing a great job on the penalty department.
So it's going to be second down and about nine for Carthenville. They're to the line quickly. Clock running, 35 seconds for the half. Trip receivers left. Tabersi sets up a screen, dangerous, and a flag comes out on the opposite side the play went to. Had to get our flag quota in here, Carl. We didn't have many flags at all until the last minute or so.
They must have looked up and said, oh, my gosh, we don't have any penalties in this game. Let's go.
We must change this now.
And that's on Carnville, too.
Ineligible receiver downfield. So three penalties in a row on the Cavaliers here at the end of the first half. This penalty will move the football back across the 35 to the 36. 29 and a half seconds for the first half.
Oh, they will.
Clock will wind on the snap. Tabersi and Patton having a conversation in the backfield. Weiser and Kufa lined up left. Siglock split out wide right. Now they'll motion Weiser left to right across the formation. Tabersi going to look that way. A little pump action. Plants, throws, has a man, duckles, caught. Takes a big lick but holds onto the football at about the 6-yard line. 21 seconds for the half, a gain of 30. And Carl, Duckles kind of had to catch that ball in a back pedal with his back to the end zone. He made the catch, turned it upfield, and right as he turned around, he took a big shot, squared up. But he did a fantastic job to hold on.
He took a vicious shot right near the headland area. Mm. So I don't know how he hangs on the ball on a couple of those catches that he's made. He's had a big game for the Cavaliers tonight.
He's had a great game here in the first half. Carthenville takes a timeout, 21.6 seconds for the first half. First and goal from the 6 for the Cavies when we come back to Greenville following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Greenville High School. David Jenkins back in our WSMI studios producing tonight's South Central Conference action here on FM 106. Stay tuned. Gillespie at Staunton coming up next. Here on WSMI. Carthenville leading 28-0. They have first and goal at the 6, 21 seconds for the half. Tabersi from gun. Bit of a fumbled snap there, but Tabersi able to get it away to Patton. Mason shy of the goal line, carries inside the 5 down to about the 3. Clock is running at 10 seconds. Cavies to the line quickly. Tabersi going to clock it with 5.4 seconds to play. Boy, the rare clock out of shotgun, Carl.
Takes longer, doesn't it?
You don't see that every day. So with 5.4 seconds for the half now, it's third and goal at the three. And, Carl, really, where they're at, they have plenty of time. They can run two pass plays from 3 yards with 5.4 seconds. They don't have – I mean, obviously, don't have to have deep routes here. It's 3 yards away. DeBersey going to pitch. Weiser going to throw and incomplete, and they'll have 1.4 seconds. So there you go. Good clock management here. You know, you might think, why the heck did they run the ball on first down to waste that time? Well, they have just enough time. Perfect. It's fourth and goal, 1.4 seconds for the half. And it looks like Cavies, you never know for sure if they're going to kick the field goal because DeBersey's the holder. I think they're going to kick the field goal.
They might be, yes, you're right. It looks to be setting up for the field goal.
Yeah, they're going to kick the field goal here. So Mason Duckles on for the field goal. This will be, what, a 20-yard field goal for Mason Duckles. The snap is back. The hold is down. Mason's kick is up, and it is good. A perfect cherry on the top of Mason Duckles' first half Sunday, wow. Carl. He scored, what, two touchdowns, had a booming punt, and was perfect on his extra points and ends the half with a 20-yard field goal. Not a bad half's work.
Not at all. And don't forget the 30-yard pass that got him down there on this last touchdown drive.
So at the half, Carthenville leads Greenville 31-0. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show. Sam Wagner has it teed up at the 40, and it will be a little onside, and Carthenville, I think, got on top. They were there. The ball squirted away, but eventually the Cavies able to corral it, as that was Jake Eaglehoff who got on top.
So they tried to give the Cavaliers a taste of their own medicine, a little onside kick. And
you know, Carl, they always talk about in basketball, teams that press don't like to be pressed.
No,
right?
I think for whatever reason that is true.
But in football, teams that like to onside kick are generally prepared for the onside kick. But I've never understood that about basketball. Teams that press don't like to be pressed. And it is true, but it doesn't make any sense. Here's DeBersey. A little play action. Sets up a screen to Siglock. Ethan going to have to do some fancy maneuvering over there. He's still on his feet, and he's going to be down after a short gain of about four, call it three, to the Carthenville 49.
13 yards now for Siglock. Only two catches, so they've done a good job covering on him.
When you think about the numbers for Weiser and Siglock, if you were just looking at those, you think, boy, Greenville's right in this ballgame.
Well, yeah, they're doing the numbers on the two leading receivers, but
Duckles has burned them bad. Hand off to Patton, and he has nowhere to go. Stuffed by Austin Sorensen. No gain on the play. It's going to set up third and long with 11-10 to play in the third quarter. Carthenville needs the Greenville 44-yard line for a first down. Well, Carthenville comes to the line of scrimmage here. Tight formation, two receivers left slot, two receivers right slot. Mason Patton, the deep back. DeBersey from gun. Straight back, steps up in the pocket, swings it out in the flat, catch is made. Blocking out in front, that is Carson Weiser, I think. Yes, Carson Weiser, a big gain down to the 30-yard line, a gain of 19. Carl, he was directing blocking downfield there, just kind of taking his time, almost came to a stop on that sideline, getting the blocking set up.
Had a clear lane, though, didn't he? No one was assigned to him, apparently.
They spot the ball at the 30-yard line. Gain of 19. DeBersey from shotgun. Again, two receivers left slot, two receivers right slot. Aiden going to set up the same little screen pass, but this time to Siglock, as Ethan on the far sideline going to be wrestled out of bounds at the Greenville 25 for a pickup of five. Carthenville, Pena, next week. We'll have that game for you live here on FM 106.1 Pizza Man pregame show at 6:30, kickoff at 7, and it's going to have South Central Conference championship implications, Carlos. Pena and Nokomis locked in a battle tonight. It was 10-0 Pena last we knew, but, of course, that's a non-conference game, obviously. Here's DeBersey. Airing it out, end zone, has a man, Siglock just overshot him. Ethan was open in the end zone but could not track it down.
And the wind blowing the ball away to the out of bounds on that play. You could probably blame it on that.
Field runs east to west. The wind coming across the field right now as Carlinville going towards that west end zone. Third and five. Clock stops on the incompletion. 10:02 for the quarter. DeBerzy from gun will put a man in motion now. That is Carson Weiser left to right. DeBerzy going to sprint right, eyes down the field, looking for Weiser, incomplete. Greenville had three defenders covering Weiser. It'll be fourth down and five with 9:59 to play in the third quarter. Carlinville with the lead, opening possession here of the second half. Be fourth and five at the Greenville 25. Four receiver set. Shotgun snap to DeBerzy. He's going to roll right. Looking short. Catch is made by Siglock. He has the first down. Lost his footing. Slips down at the 15-yard line, but not before a gain of 10. And a first down.
They do it so easy sometimes, Tim.
Boy, they really like to get Aiden DeBerzy outside the pocket, Carl. And he is real comfortable throwing on the run.
He is. And 9 out of 10 times, very accurate throwing on the run.
Was he this year about a 70% completion guy?
Yeah, 69. Can't get much closer to 70 than that.
I'm going to round it up.
Yeah, round it up.
Absolutely. First and 10 at the 15. Weiser in the backfield, motions out. DeBerzy going to sprint left. Flag comes out on the snap. DeBerzy in trouble, lost his footing. He's going to be sacked. Back around the 20. The flag is probably going to be on Carlinville, isn't it, Carl? Maybe an illegal shift, illegal formation.
As quick as it came.
He was out right at the snap. Illegal shift is the call on Carlinville. Now, Greenville might take the play, though, right? Big sack on the play.
Right.
Back at the 24. It's a loss of 9 on the play. I think they'll take that. Yeah, they will decline that penalty. You don't want to give Carlinville an extra down.
Yeah.
So a loss of 9 on the sack.
Absolutely. You're only going to, get rid of the down plus 9 yards back.
That's right. Second and 19, DeBerzy, shotgun snap, hands to Mason Patton. He runs straight ahead, and he's got nowhere to go. As Greenville stacks it up, the ball came out. Greenville says they have it, and they do. So Mason Patton puts it on the ground. It was the ninth play of the drive, and it ends in a fumble. 9:03 for the third quarter. Greenville will take possession over at their own 24-yard line.
Rarely does the Carlinville offense have almost 10 plays and not score a touchdown. But a turnover is one of them.
That is one way to do it, that's for sure. So who will Greenville have a quarterback here? Looks like Deacon Graber. They have rotated four different kids at quarterback tonight. Ryan Jackson out with an injury. Hand off to Wilderman. Grant running left. He's not going to be able to bounce that outside as the Cavies stack it and stuff it for a short gain. And gave him the 26. Call it a gain of 2. Strutner in on the stop. Reels in on the stop. And we talk about the swarming nature of this Carlinville defense, and it really is one of their calling cards. It's just hard to break away at the line of scrimmage from these Cavies. You get past one, here comes three more. Graber will hand it off to Wilderman. Grant Wilderman straight ahead, and he's going to be brought down shy of the 30 as in on the stop for Carlinville that time, looking at Ryan Hart. Wilderman got to the 29, a gain of 3. He's going to set up third down in about 7 yards. For the Comets, 8 minutes for the third quarter. Wilderman is going to take the shotgun snap here. It's a wildcat formation right ahead to Grant it goes, and he plows his way right near the sticks, and I think he's got the first down. He does move the chains for the Greenville Comets on the direct snap to Grant Wilderman out across the 35 to about the 37. Needed 7, got 8. Well, we'll probably see that snap again, Carl.
Sure.
Quarterback number 5.
Add him to the rotation.
Well, that's what they said. They said there could be 5 different quarterbacks, well, and Grant makes number 5.
They're playing a tight end formation now. I think it's just all run.
Direct snap right to Grant, straight ahead, and he will not quite get to the 40. Call it a gain of 2 to the 39. And Carl, that looks like a double wing set, except the quarterback is the running back.
Yes, he's the only runner.
You know, that was always one of the, when Greenville was flying at their highest, their running game was so underrated.
And it was good.
It was.
Just didn't get to get used much, as much as the passing game.
Well, that passing game was something. It was. Here's Wilderman. Again, the direct snap to Grant, running right. And, again, he's going to get right around the 40. We'll give him the 40 and a gain of 1. You know, for as good as that Carthenville team was with Jared Easterday and Kyle Dixon, offensively they were something. Some of those Greenville teams with Tyler Hutchinson at the helm, offensively, I don't know that I've seen better at the high school level.
Especially.
Oh, my gosh. It was really so. I've enjoyed watching both of those offenses work. Here's a little screen out to McCullough, and he'll get out across the 40 to about the 42 when it's going to set up fourth down. But I mean, we've been lucky in the WSMI listening area in the South Central Conference. You think about over the last 15 years, the dominating run of Greenville transitioned right in to the dominating run of Carthenville, and now it's transitioning right over to the dominating run for Paynham. Pretty impressive.
And Paynham's been up there for a while, too.
Yeah, they're on. This is about the sixth year of them being
they've had quite a few good
top
years
flight.
Now,
it really is. Graber on the roll, the throw, and incomplete, and Greenville will turn it over on downs. Yeah, that Paynham Carthenville game next week, Carl, it has all the makings. And Paynham is one of those teams over the years, Carl. I think Chad Easterday 6-6 against Paynham. We mentioned his losing record with Greenville. So that's 14 losses. What has he got for his career? He's got 37 losses. So 14 to Greenville and Paynham. He's made the playoffs every year.
Right.
So 13 of those losses are playoff losses. So if you're not in the playoffs and you're not Greenville and you're not Paynham, you haven't beat Carthenville very much.
Not very much.
Shotgun snap to Taberzi. He will roll left looking for Weiser, incomplete, too tall.
Just a little high, Weiser. Got his fingertips on it but could not haul it in.
So that'll bring up 2nd and 10, 5:34 for the third quarter. Still 31-0, Carthenville with the lead. Cavies fumbled on their first possession. Greenville turned it over on downs. Play clock at 15. Two receivers left for Carthenville. Taberzi will turn and hand to Mason Patton. Mason finds a seam. Lost the football again.
Boy.
And Greenville got it again. Uh-oh. Mason has found a big hole there, Carl. He had nice yardage, but Greenville able to strip the ball out. So back-to-back fumbles for Mason Patton and the Carthenville offense. When if you're a tailback, Carl, and you fumble back-to-back possessions like that, when you go to the sideline, you just try to avoid every coach you can.
And we know we've seen a lot of Mason's games and not seen him turn the ball over.
He's put it on the ground twice tonight. Greenville's recovered them both. So they will start at their own 33-yard line. This is Peyton McCullough at the quarterback, and he'll bounce it outside and be ran out of bounds after a short gain.
Is he quarterback 3 or 6?
We've seen him already, so
he's still in one of the 5.
Yeah, he's one of the 5. I think he was quarterback number 4.
You notice.
Gained 1 yard.
Look at the lights, and you can see a
mist. Oh, the rain is coming. Sure is.
A mist coming down.
And that would have been a factor on the Mason Patton fumble, no doubt, yes.
Probably before we noticed it.
Yeah, it was raining before the game. This is the first rain we've seen during the game. McCullough will hand off to Wilderman. Grant Wilderman probing his way down to the Greenville 40 in a gain of 6. This has been a weird weather year for football, right? Like, I was wearing shorts at the game last week.
Last
now this week, I've got a hoodie on, and people are bundled up. But this has been, I would say, the warmest high school fall season that I remember.
Yeah, this is our first game. We're going to see the 60s, yeah. Right? And maybe the 50s, I guess.
It was 50s now, yeah. 50s, it was 50, 54 at the start.
That's first time.
Here's Wilderman on the snap, and he is going to be short. It's going to be fourth down and about three as Wilderman picks up one. 440 for the third quarter.
And you think mid-October, you're going to see
this is what it's supposed
40
to be.
Degrees, yeah. 50 degrees sooner or later.
What we shouldn't see is 85 and 90
that,
in
and
October.
That was last week.
That was last week. No, this is just good fall football weather right here. Light mist falling here at Greenville. Fourth and two. Direct snap to Wilderman. Fumbled the ball.
Boy.
Has to fall on
still
top.
Happens.
Ball squirted away. The wet football being kicked around like a hot potato out there. Eventually, Colton Robinson picks the football up inside the 30 as the snap was fumbled at the 41. And, Carl, I bet every kid on the field at some point dove for that football and had a chance for the recovery.
Everybody seemed to have a chance, and no one could get a hold of that football.
But suddenly the Mason Patton fumble, you give him a little break,
right.
Don't you?
Yeah.
After seeing that. So we've had three fumbles, two by Carlinville here in the half on four possessions as the rain falls. DeBerzy will hand to Mason Patton. He will hold on to the football this time and carry down inside the 25 to about the 24. And Carl, I would be willing to bet that Mason Patton will not fumble again in this game. I don't care. I don't care if a monsoon starts coming. He's going to have three hands on the football.
If he can, he will.
Think about Jake Johnson for Nokomis running last week, and remember watching him run with two hands on the football.
Right. All the way through the line.
Second and seven for Carlinville. 3.5 minutes for the third quarter. 31-0, Cavies lead. That was our halftime score. DeBerzy will turn and hand to Mason Patton. Mason fighting hard for yardage here. Boy, he's a good, hard, powerful runner down to about the 20. Gain of four.
Boy,
bring up third down.
Players are falling just on the piles now from slickness.
Well, see, Greenville hosted a boys' regional soccer championship today, but Joe Allstott, he's such a great AD. He thought, you know what? I'm going to call Triad. I got some people over there. Let's go play the game on the turf. So they did, because if they would have played that soccer game here, this field would be chewed up right now. So good job by Joe Allstott to have that regional championship soccer game played at Triad on the turf. Of course, next year they're going to have turf right here at Greenville as Carlinville keeps it on the ground on third and two, and they should have enough for the first down. I think that was Patton on the carry again. It was for Mason. He picked up just enough, 3 yards, down to the 17.
109 yards now already for Mason. So Patton over that 100-yard mark and, of course, has two rushing touchdowns.
The big 40-yarder that he busted off. 2:25 for quarter number three. Ball spotted at the Greenville 17, first and 10 for Carlinville. Up 31-0, looking for more. There's all sorts of flags there. They're going to run the play. It's a touchdown, but it's coming back. As Carlinville had two men in motion, the touchdown pass to Siglock will not count as, I think, Weiser. I didn't see the second Cavi who was in motion, Carl, but they were just confused.
Well, you knew. And one, they tried to stop, but,
they
of course,
did.
By then the officials have already caught him.
Two flags came out on that one. But, yeah, they both started and both stopped and probably both thought, wait a minute.
Yeah,
was I not supposed
right.
to go? Were you supposed to go? So they both went. And touchdown comes off the board. First and 15 at the 22 now. DeBerzy from shotgun. He will hand to Mason Patton. Mason Patton, a nice seam off the left side. And he will get down inside the 20, they're going to give him the 18. Pick up a four. Inside of 2 minutes for the third quarter. There's been a fast-moving third quarter, Carl, and really all the action really has been on the west end of the field. Fumbles, two by Carlinville, one by Greenville. In Greenville's other possession, they turned it over on downs. I don't know that the ball has been on the east side of the field this half.
Doesn't seem to. I don't see it starting to get a little chewed up.
Yeah, the West End does not look as good as the East End. But the West End has been busy here in the third quarter. under the rain showers. DeBerzy, fake pitch right, all sorts of time, plants, throws, end zone. Is it caught? No, incomplete. Good effort back there. I think that was Mason Duckles. The coverage was good by Davin Johnson. 80 seconds for the quarter. Be third and 10. That was just a back fade, or a fade to the back pylon, I should say. That's a hard play to defend if you're Greenville, because that the throw was good. The defense by Johnson was fantastic. Because it looked like that throw hit Duckles right in the hands, but Johnson was there to knock it away. 31-0 Carthenville. Hillsborough leading Southwestern 28-7, David Jenkins tells us, as the Toppers looking for three wins in a row. Here's Mason Patton, pounds his way down inside the 15 to about the 13. And we'll have to keep our eyes on the Toppers here, Carl. Yeah, at 4-5, maybe an outside chance of the playoffs.
Found that groove, what, last week? Started playing very, very good football.
Well, I think they found their groove in that 3-0 loss to Paris. I think they found something in that game. Of course, they had the 4-week gauntlet to start.
Right.
You know, Carlinville, Vandy, Pena, Greenville, bing, bang, boom. And then lost to Paris 3-0 and haven't lost since. Here's DeBerzy. Drops back, slipped, able to get it off to Weiser. Carson, is he into the end zone?
No.
No, they're going to mark him short. He does get the first down, though. They're going to mark Carson Weiser out. What, about the 4? Call that again a 9. 39 seconds for the third quarter. And for Southwestern, that would be a crushing loss for their playoff hopes, as they have next week, let's see, at Gillespie to get them to 5. First and goal at the 4 to DeBerzy. Will hand to Patton. He will walk into the end zone for the Cavvy touchdown with 36 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's an 8-play, 27-yard drive after the fumble recovery.
116 total yards for Mason Patton in this game. So quite a good running game on a wet field is always important.
Absolutely.
And you kind of forget about those two turnovers.
What turnovers?
When you put in the ball into the end zone.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember any turnovers. Snap back, hold down. Duckles'
wow.
Kick is up. Man, that thing is high, but he missed it wide left. Almost kicked it over the left upright. 36 seconds for the third quarter. Carthenville leads Greenville 37-0. Back with the Cavvy kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Mason Duckles set for the Carthenville kickoff. He will drive it down the middle of the field. Short, picked up by the Comets. That is Landon Moss. He's got a little bit of a seam and a nice
ankle.
Open field tackle made by Rex Reels. And if Rex doesn't make that tackle, Carl, Moss might still be running.
Yeah. Reels is the one stole the football from the one running back for the Comets.
That was Zach Reels.
Okay, the other Reels.
This
okay.
was Rex Reels.
Okay. But the Reels have been important.
They've made their mark in the game, haven't they?
Yes. That he might have got around the edge. You know how good Mr. Moss can take off in an open field.
So and he had a lot of green grass in front of him.
And that
if
was
Rex
an ankle
doesn't make
tackle.
Yes, it was.
One hand grabbed it, pulled him down.
31 seconds for the third quarter. And who's the Comet quarterback here? That is Peyton McCullough. He's going to tuck, run left, and he'll be escorted out of bounds after, well, no gain. That'll stop the clock with 26.4 seconds for the third quarter. Still a light rain falling here. But we saw an ingenious fan move at the start, Carl. It was cold, rainy, and windy, and there was a group that said, umbrellas, who needs that? They brought their entire
tent.
Canopy.
Your canopy, yeah.
They brought the canopy and had that set up in the bleachers. Here's a handoff as Graber at quarterback gives the Wilderman no gain on the play, but I just thought that was really smart.
No doubt about it.
Work smarter, not harder, Carl. That's –
And then, yeah, you don't have to mess with it. It's there.
You don't got to hold the umbrella.
No holding, no mess, no fuss. You just sit there and enjoy the game.
Enjoy the game. That's exactly right. Eat your pork chop or your pork burger or your bratwurst, depending on
Combination.
Which way you want to roll?
Or a combination of all of them.
Or a combination of all of them. Now we're talking. Three quarters in the books here at Greenville High School. Carthenville leading the Comets 37-0. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Stay tuned. More high school football still to come on your Friday night. Gillespie at Staunton. Gary Booker, Sean Balint will have the broadcast coming up next here on WSMI. The rain is falling here in Greenville. The Carthenville Cavaliers leading the Comets 37-0. Greenville has 3rd and 10 at their own 39. Graber going to throw over the middle and incomplete. That ball was fluttering behind the intended target, Peyton McCullough. Might have been deflected partially that time by Jake Schwartz. McCullough slow to get to his feet. He landed a little bit awkwardly there. So it's been an interesting night for Greenville, a night where Todd Hutchinson returned to the sideline for the first time this year after that scary COVID battle. And then they didn't know what they were going to do with the quarterback situation. Five different Comets have taken quarterback snaps tonight. And, Carl, up until literally the start of the game, Greenville didn't know who the starter was going to be.
Yeah. And, you know, they're all good running quarterbacks that they're bringing in, but no one seems to have any groove on throwing it.
Moss will boom this punt away. It's a low line drive kick. Hits at about the Carthenville 35 and rolls out of bounds, and that's what the Cavies will take over. 1st and 10, and points of any kind on this drive for Carthenville, and the clock will run the remainder of the quarter. Talked about Mason Duckles, his first half. 2 touchdown receptions, 23 yards and 16 yards. He also had a 20-yard field goal at the end of the first half. He was perfect on his extra points in the first half. And, Carl, maybe my favorite play of the night, though, was that booming punt that he kicked it 10 yards over the Greenville returner's head.
And of course, how it landed and it took off in, what another 25 yards?
Right, close, too. Yeah, by the time Greenville
all
picked
the way
it up,
down
they
inside
were
inside the five. Yeah, where it went to.
And they wound up returning. I think back to their 15 is where they started.
So they actually got a return on it.
Carthenville has brought in the reserves here to start the fourth quarter. So Rex Reels will be the new quarterback for the Cavaliers. Also out there, you've got Ethan Gibble. Luke Doherty is in the backfield. I think Zach Chapman will be one of the wideouts. Trenton Clevenger on that offensive line. I'll try to get you as many of the names as I can here as we move along with the Carthenville JV unit. Always like to give those kids just as much pub as you can, Carl. They put in just as much time and just as much work. And these, as we know, are important snaps for this unit. Rex Reels hands off to Luke Doherty, and he's got nowhere to go. And, of course, this is the spot where the Carthenville second unit here still gets to work against Greenville's number one unit. So this is a really good opportunity for Carthenville. Rich Funkhauser up on that offensive line. Camden Noggle on that offensive line. Bryce Widener on that offensive line. And also Brandon Roth up on the offensive line for Carthenville. Boy, for these kids, Carl, when you get into a Friday night game, that's a big deal. 3 receivers left. Rex Reels going to roll to his left. He's going to tuck and run, and Reels going to carry out across the 30. Short gain to about the 32. So it's going to bring up 4th down. 10:05 for the ball game. Carthenville will bring out the punting unit here. Carthenville will host Pena next week. Greenville will travel to Vandalia. And you know, with the prospect of 4 and 5 teams potentially making the playoffs at a much higher rate than we have really ever seen before for the Comets, they're not done.
Right.
Hillsboro is not done. They've still got a chance. Duckles dropped the snap, got it back. A low line drive kick picked up off the hop by Nick Gruel, and then a short return. He'll be brought down at the 35. Good return coverage that time by Carthenville. Looked like Jake Schwartz was the first man there.
That was a combination of maybe less football teams too, though, for playoffs?
Well, I think that, yeah, it's all a factor.
A lot of different factors.
I don't know, but I think probably the biggest factor this year is just going to be like with the South Central, not a close conference this year. So I think between that and, yeah, just not as many teams as there used to be. 8-man football is bigger now than it was a couple years ago. Direct snap for Greenville, and Carlinville's defense able to stack it up. As you look out at the Carlinville defense as well, and it looks like about a split of the ones and the twos maybe for Carlinville.
Still have some good dirty uniforms.
That's what I was just judging. I see about three or four uniforms that are really white.
Yeah, the real bright white ones, those are the new guys.
Kyle Carricker is up on that line for Carlinville. Looks like Jack Rouse has checked into the ball game as well, and I think I saw Aaron Wills.
And they can't wait to make a tackle and get that turf on their uniform.
That's right. Well, we've seen Aaron Wills all night. He shut off the right end there, okay. So Gruel goes the other way, and Colton Robinson, who does not have a clean uniform because he's been busy all night long, makes the stop.
Yeah, we won't be seeing his number much longer. It's going to be obliterated from dirt.
You love it when your defensive lineman's jersey is dirty. You don't love it so much when the back of your quarterback's jersey is muddy. That's
a problem.
I'd rather
see them clean.
You want that clean, yes. You want the quarterback's mom to go home and go, do I even need to wash this uniform?
Mm, that's what you want. Hard to get, though.
It is hard to get. Here is Gruel going to throw deep and incomplete contact, and we're going to get a flag back there. Yep, that's going to be pass interference as Jake Eaglehoff just knocked Peyton McCullough to the ground there. .804 for the ball game as they're going to get a flag here on Carlinville. And they've had a number of penalties here tonight, Carlos.
Yeah. They were going great until that one stretch of three in a row, the Cavaliers. Now they've gotten seven already for the game and 65 yards of them.
And, you know, those are the types of things that Carlinville will have to get cleaned up, certainly next week against Pena and then moving forward into postseason play. And, of course, historically, Carlinville very good in terms of not being penalized at a high rate. So after the penalty, it'll be first and 10 for Greenville at the Carlinville 48-yard line. Another quarterback now. This is Tristan Filipiak, quarterback number 6 for Greenville. As Filipiak goes straight ahead down to the Carlinville 42, gain of 6. And Carl, I don't remember doing a game where you saw 6 different quarterbacks for one team.
I can almost say sure, I've never done a game where they had 6 different quarterbacks on one team.
And this was the plan. There's no injuries. There's no benchings going on. They came in with the plan to have this type of quarterback rotation, just trying to find something here down the stretch. Of course, their starting quarterback, Ryan Jackson, hurt. He's out. Filipiak straight ahead. He's got a first down for Greenville to the 37-yard line. Stay tuned, of course. Gillespie at Staunton coming up next here on WSMI. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports. Of course, you heard earlier, a big, big lead for Hillsborough. Was it 28-7?
28-7.
Over Southwestern. 34-14 now, David tells us, Hillsborough leading Southwestern. So Southwestern's going to go into Week 9, Carl, at 4-4. They will be on the road at Gillespie. Of course, for Hillsborough now, they'll be hosting Litchfield next week, a chance to get to 4-5 as Filipiak carries inside of the 35 down to about the 34. It'll be very interesting to talk to Joe Reed tomorrow morning on Sports Saturday as the Hilltoppers. And, you know, Carl, that's sports, isn't it? That's why you have to stay with it. It's why when things aren't going well, coaches talk about competing, going through the process, just staying true. And this is why.
Sure. You can make that. Win that 17 games in a row in baseball.
You never know.
That didn't happen. They wouldn't have made the playoffs.
No, that's exactly right. As Filipiak carries that straight up the gut down to about the 31. But, whether it's the professional level, the collegiate level, or the high school
any level,
just keep plugging because you never know. Six minutes for the ball game, so we are halfway through the money quarter, 37-0. Carlinville with the lead. They led 31-0. At the half. It's been a bit of a ragtag second half here with a light rain falling. We've seen a lot of turnovers on both sides here in the half as Filipiak power running here as he's going to have the pile push him all the way down to the 21-yard line, a pickup of 10. And, Carl, quarterback number 6, Tristan Filipiak, might be the one.
He's the one. Hard to believe. Well, they all had a little different, you know, a couple. I'd say that Moss was more of a runner, as, of course, was Wilderman. And, yeah, you could see using them in a Wildcat, just on a running play.
That's right.
And I'm sure they do have them. They're probably used to running the Wildcat.
Deacon Graber now running quarterback as Filipiak out as the lead blocker. But, that is Eaglehoff, I think. Nope, not Eaglehoff who got around that. Zach Chapman able to get around the block and make the tackle. Nice stop there by the sophomore, Zach Chapman.
Would have had some good yards without that type of tackle. Had to end if he could have got that block.
The Carlinville second unit defense here trying to keep the shutout intact inside of 5 minutes for the ball game. Graber from shotgun will hand to Filipiak. And Filipiak will get down inside the 20 to about the 18. So Filipiak took a couple snaps at quarterback. Carl, he's been in the tailback position here.
Doing a good job there. Yep.
Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9:03 here on FM 106. We'll talk to Carlinville coach Chad Easterday, Hillsborough coach Joe Reed, Pana coach Trevor Higgins, North Mac coach Pat Bowman, and Nokomis coach Paul Watson tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday, here on WSMI. That is Filipiak straight ahead, power running, and he's got a first down. It'll be first and goal at the 5 after a pickup of 13. Well, they have found something here with Filipiak on the ground. 5'9", 165, just a junior. 4 minutes for the ball game. It'll be Graber from shotgun, Filipiak off his right shoulder. The shotgun snap is high over the head of Graber, and Filipiak will have to go retreat and fall on top of the football back at about the 25. And, Carl, that is the third time we've seen the shotgun snap on offense go over the head of the quarterback. We also saw it one time on a punt.
Yeah, so four times that's – and it happened, well, all in the first half. It seemed like they corrected that problem, but not that play. And really a shame when you got first and goal from the 5.
Oh,
you don't want to have to – all of a sudden go way back to what are we on, the 24?
24, second and goal from the 24. The rain has stopped, I think, for the moment. Here is Graber. He's going to throw deep. Enzo McCullough wide open, caught for the touchdown. He got behind the Carlinville defense that time, and Jack Rouse.
So that was the plan. You get farther back and throw a much deeper pass, and it'll be wide open.
That's right. It's much funner to have a 24-yard touchdown than a 4-yard touchdown.
Oh, yes. That was well executed.
Perfect throw from Graber to McCullough.
So Graber throws really the longest obvious pass of the game for the Comets, and it's a touchdown for 24 yards, Tim, and they were still in the negatives until that point.
Oh, boy. So McCullough will hold for the extra point try. Snap back, hold down. The kick for Graber is up, and it is good. 3:11 for the ball game. Greenville on the board. Carlinville leading the Comets 37-7. Back to Greenville High School following these messages on WSMI. It's a final from the Mud Bowl in Nokomis. Pena beats Nokomis 17-0 tonight. But, Carl, that was a sloppy field, we are told, in Nokomis this evening.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. Well, it depends. I'm surprised how well this field's still holding up.
The field here at Greenville has done fantastic.
We knew they had 3 inches of rain, so.
Well, we thought this might be a mudder type of game, right?
Right.
Like his father was a mudder. His mother was a mudder.
Yeah, well, no doubt.
His mother was a mudder. 3:11 for the ball game. Of course, this will be a turf facility next year here at Greenville. That means next year when you go on the road in the South Central Conference, little squib kick fielded by the Cavaliers. They want to return it, and they will do so out close to the 50. But, Carl, next year, if you have road games at Carlinville, Greenville, North Mac, and the South Central Conference, that's all turf. That's all turf.
They'll all be used to it by then, won't they?
And, you know, think about the turf field here. We had Joe Walstad on the sports show a couple weeks ago talking about the fundraising efforts here for the turf facility. But I think it was 2008. I can never remember the year where they played every game on the road. You remember that?
Right.
They won every game on the road and won every game.
Yeah, they had to play road games. And
But that was the deal where their field was under construction. But at that time, turf wasn't even a thought of people for small public high schools. It just wasn't a thing. It's a thing now. And they're going to get it here at Greenville. Had a Comet sprinting off the field. That was Andrew Lurkins. He might have been Comet number 12 on the field. Rex Reels, it'll play action. He's going to tuck and run. Rex bounces outside. He's in the 45. He's down the sideline. And a flag comes out as Rex Reels had a very nice run, but I think it's coming back. 2:52 for the ball game. But you think about that year for Greenville, Carl, to win every regular season game on the road. No home games. I think they played – every game wasn't a straight road game, but they had no true home games that year. And I think they still made it to the state quarters, the state semifinals, whatever they made. But that is the type of feat – that to me, that's never going to happen again, obviously. But to think about a team to not have a game on their home field all year.
Right.
And to win them all. One of the best teams in the state.
They, no doubt about it.
Of all the great accomplishments that Greenville had during that 10 to 12 year run, to me that was their finest season. For that reason, no home games.
No home games at all.
So on the whole, that's a big one. It takes it back to the 40 yard line. As Carlinville going to set up a little screen pass, as that's Zach Chapman. He's got nowhere to go. He'll be brought down. Shy of the Carlinville 45. Clock running 2:35 for the ball game. But you know, like Carl, when you're an elite team like Greenville was over those periods, like Carlinville has been during their deep runs, home, road, it don't matter.
Usually doesn't. I mean, we've seen closer games, obviously, from when you're on the road on games.
But you know, what travels is the speed. And, you know, that's what separated Greenville those years, is what's always separated Carlinville, is the speed. It's what separates Paynham this year, is their speed. Handoff goes to Luke Doherty, a nice carry across the 50 down to the Greenville 48. But that has been the comment to any coach I've talked to about Paynham. That's what they say, speed, speed. Multiple guys with elite speed. And next week at Carlinville, on that turf, Paynham and the Cavaliers, that should be as good as you want a high school football game to be.
It should be, and we'll see it.
We'll have it live for you on FM 106. Rex Reels right up the seam. He's got the first down. It was first and 20. Two running plays later, Carlinville has the first down. Boy, Rex Reels, he's comfortable running that football, obviously. He's just a sophomore, 5'9", 155.
He'll be getting his chance.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And that's where we've talked about it before, but these types of snaps are invaluable. You know, they can't be measured for a kid like Rex Reels to get this experience on the road Friday night, your sophomore year. And Reels now going to take the knee from shotgun. So we saw a shotgun spike to kill the clock, and now we see the shotgun victory formation knee.
That's bad on stats, which I'm not keeping them anymore. But yeah, you're going to lose six yards on every
play. I'll mention that to Chad tomorrow. Say, hey, you're killing your quarterback's rushing stats with those victory formations from the shotgun.
Goodness.
37-7 is going to be the final score as Carlinville, a wire-to-wire victory here tonight. They led 31-0 at the half, and all three phases contributed in big ways here tonight. Offense, defense, and special teams gets it done for Carlinville. As the Cavaliers come into Greenville and beat the Comets 37-7. We'll take a break. We'll wrap it up, then get you shipped off to Staunton for the rivalry between the Miners and the Bulldogs following these messages on WSMI. The Carlinville Cavaliers improved to 7-1 on the year. They will host Paynham next week. For the Greenville Comets, they fall to 4-4 on the year at Vandalia next week for Greenville. And Carl, of course, you know, maybe 4-5 teams will make the playoffs. Who knows? But boy, if you're Greenville sitting at 4-4 at your rivals next week, that's a tough place to go and get number 5.
That's a real tough place to go, but hey, it's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity.
That makes it more fun, too.
And, of course, Carlinville's opportunity next week is a conference championship. Pena's 8-0,
yeah.
Carlinville 7-1, and Carlinville gets them on their home field next week. But this is one of those games, Carl, for whatever reason, there's no home field advantage. Pena seems to win at Carlinville. Carlinville seems to win at Pena.
I thought that was kind of the scenario the last several years. That a lot of times, and it usually seems like when the Carlinville team's better, they still lose to Pena at home. That'll be their one loss, and vice versa. When Pena's undefeated, Carlinville's got a couple losses, that's when they beat Pena. So we've seen it both ways, but you got to think that knowing that it gives you the conference champion, you know, there's all the incentives for both teams, obviously.
That is going to have, like, a not only a playoff feel, but more of like a quarterfinal
right.
game.
I mean, it's going to be playoff style, for sure.
No doubt about it. Big time next week.
Might
we'll have it live.
Those special plays, you know, just for this game they put in.
Pena at Carlinville next week. We'll have it live right here on WQSMI FM 106. So Carlinville beats Greenville here tonight 37-7. And just quickly, Carl, individually, Carson Weiser did not get the touchdown to tie Kyle Dixon's regular season mark. He'll get another crack at it next week.
Next week, but he got seven catches, so he is five from the most catches in a year. So he's got the touchdown and the most catches. So,
and Carl, just tonight, you know, Aiden DeBerzy, he just kind of did his thing.
14 out of 22, 156 yards, not really his better days. But, Duckles, 79 yards. That's a big day game for him. And like I say, Weiser picked up seven catches for 47. And how about Patton? He ends up going 116 yards rushing and catches 34. So he's pushing 150-yard day. You got to take that every day.
No doubt about it. So Carlinville wins it 37-7. Thanks to all the fine folks here at Greenville High School, Athletic Director Joe Allstott and his entire staff. They treat us so good every time we come to town, so we thank them so much for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our football sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible on WSMI, so please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our sports broadcast throughout the year, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. Still more to do tonight as we have Gillespie at Staunton on the way, thanks to David Jenkins. He produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106.1. Your final one more time from Greenville. The Carlinville Cavaliers defeat the Comets 37-7. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We are done from Bond County. It is time now for the Macoupin County rivalry, Gillespie and Staunton. With the call, here's Gary Boker.